Okay, good evening everybody. And as mentioned last week, we are going to do something about Rosh Hashanah tonight. This coming Motzei Shabbos is Slichas. And actually this coming Shabbos itself is people are going to be already having drushas, preparing us for Rosh Hashanah. So we really, I say this all the time, probably the most important thing, most important preparation for Rosh Hashanah is just to feel what's at stake in Rosh Hashanah. You know, once upon a time, the Saul Salanter described, but even way before him, how the average person, they may not have known a lot of Torah, they may not have been so sophisticated like the Vilna Gaon or the Chassam Sofer or the Gedalia Dor, who certainly lived Rosh Hashanah, but it was palpable. The feeling, the judgment, the opportunity, the everything at stake, people felt that. And the more we're cognizant that everything's on the line, that everything, all the opportunities, there's going to be major elections in Israel. There's a war going with Iran. Who knows what's going to happen? The anti-Semitism, the instability of the economy, on a global level, let alone our own lives, which is most profound. Our health and our sustenance, our families, most importantly, our Torah and our Ruchnias, all going to be judged in Rosh Hashanah. So once upon a time, people instinctively almost felt that. But today, the more preparation we have, the more we feel it, and the more we're prepared, the more we understand what we're doing and what's at stake. I like to do Nesiv HaShalom. Like, she looked back. I've given on Nesiv HaShalom for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. For whatever reason, I never did anything Rosh Hashanah. So I was torn about a lot of pieces here because there's a lot of Torah here. Some of them are very long. And at the end, I decided to do some of the smaller ones just simply so we can have. I'd rather walk around with one whole idea than be left with a big piece that has questions and answers and not finish it, something in its entirety. So I decided, since it's connected both to Rosh Hashanah and to Elul and to Yom Kippur, the Nesiv HaShalom discusses the Kapitel Chav Zayin, Tehillim, Psalms 27, Chav Zayin, which is what we're saying morning and night, L'David Hashem Oyri V'Yishi Mimira, that David HaMelech says that Hashem is my light, Hashem is my salvation. Mimi Ira, for one should be scared. Hey, Hashem is with me. Hashem Ma'oz Chayai. Mimiyaf Hashem is the pillar, the foundation, the strength of my life. What should I be fearful of? That's what we say every morning. I know that's part of the paragraph, part of the capital we say of Tehillim 27. The Dir Chazal. And the Medrash says the Medrash on Tehillim. It says, Uri is B'Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is my light. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi, my Hashem is my salvation. That's referring to Yom Kippurim. And the Sefer Matir Ephraim. The Sefer Matir Ephraim, of course, is the most important work about on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yom Kippurim, discussing all of our minhagim, all of our customs. He says, "Kasev the Mahai Taima." Nagu Leimer Mizmasais. You want to know why we say LeDavid Hashem Oyri? Why part of the liturgy? Why part of Shacharis and Maariv, or if you're sorry, Mincha? We say throughout from the 40 days, actually more than 40 days. We say from beginning of from Rosh Elul all the way till Shmini Atzeres, right? Almost 48 days. We say LeDavid Hashem Oyri. This period of time, he says, the reason the Matthew Ephraim says is because the Medrash says, Uri, when David says, Hashem is my light, what should I be scared of? And of course, the Tehillim talks about all of the things coming against, whether it's armies or enemies, what Hashem is my light, and Hashem is referring to Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is my salvation, referring to Yom Kippur. That's why we say it morning and night, to be continued. Say for Reb Shabsi, of course, is one of the major Kabbalistic Svarim, Sidurim, excuse me. Mivar HaTam, why do we say L'David HaShem Ari? Ki B'yamim Elu, now he gets again, more Kabbalistic. It's a primary work of Kabbalah on davening, that sitter. He says, these days, Meir Yud Gimel Mechilim Rachman. Kabbalistically, you know, in the metaphysics of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are 13 chambers of mercy, and they're open. They're open. Okay, Behem Zeha Mizmor, and that's why we say this Tehillim morning and night. Why? Shekasev Beis Shekasevo in Tehillim Chav Zion in Psalms 27. It has 13 times of the Shem Havaya, 13 times of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, against these 13 chambers of Rachamim. So this, on a Kabbalistic level, the I tell my wife and daughters, who don't one of my daughters that was married every single night, but I tell even my daughters who don't necessarily daven Marv, women don't have to daven Marv, my wife, still say Chav Zayin. Even if you don't, even say Psalms 27 morning and night during this period, even if you're not davening Marv, make sure to say it. Say it slowly with Kavana. These two reasons. One is because the representation, what it means of Hashem is our light and our salvation, which that's what we'll discuss in a moment. And also Kabbalistically, it represents the 13 chambers of Rachamim, and it helps arouse the Hashem's mercy. And we all need mercy in life. I was just discussing with somebody today about some of the people that we know in the past short period of time had tragic deaths. Oh, I know how this happened. Because someone I know, I don't get too many details because lest the person ever hear this, this is a long time ago, they lost a family member, and in a very crazy way. And one of my relatives was telling me that that person, every year, whenever they daven next to them, they say in the Sana Toikif, and we say part of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening that, you know, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it's decreed who will die by fire, who will die by water, who will die normally, infrequently, who will live. This person balls. Like, this person just can't control themselves because the way their relative died was so crazy and so unexpected. That relative was telling, we were just discussing very briefly, like, people we know in the past period of time who died just abnormal deaths, and that nobody, it means like, we know people get sick, we know people are ill, Shomrei Shamayim, but we all need mercy, whether it's in our careers. Like, it's a fine line for success and failure for anybody in life. Like, that, whether it's financially, with mental health, you know, you think, you know, it's a fine line, really a fine line. We all need mercy. So we're in the period where we're judged, and the opportunities are really there. We ask Hashem for constant mercy. And this kapitel, this Tehillim, brings it up. Achen, Kol Toichen, therefore, the Tehillim Chav Zayim, which we'll say also, of course, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaMizmor Shaykh B'Miyuchad, it's particularly germane, pertinent to these days. Zeshenechta, B'Karav Alei Mereim, when enemies come, Le'echol Es Besari, when enemies come to destroy me. Who are these enemies? Hanu HaKatrugim, this is again a little bit Kabbalistic, these are the prosecuting angels. In other words, when we do something wrong, then a person does an Avera, a person hurts somebody, insults somebody, damages somebody, eats something non-kosher, whatever it may be, that reality creates a prosecuting angels. Those, call it the Satan, call it these prosecuting angels, they're out to destroy us. They're coming to say we are undeserving. God gives us life. God gives us everything. As the Medrash itself says, they're the prosecutors. The Katrigal Yisrael, they come to prosecute the Jewish people. They say, Hashem, they're doing Avodah Zarah. Look what's going on in this city in Israel. It's like a city in Europe. There's music playing on Shabbos, there's dancing, there's partying, there's in Israel. What are they doing? Or even Right? There, you know, of course there are other places, you know, whatever it is. These religious Jews, look what they're doing in this thing, whatever it may be. They come again, right? It's literally a camp of things that the Averis, you know, I said this before. We always have Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks Tisha B'Av before Shem Kippur, to tell us that life has consequences. Okay? All of us now, you know, I know that people who listen to this, there's a wide variety. There are certain people who grew up very, very religious, and certain people who didn't grow up with anything. But all of us, there are expectations to the extent that we can and we know better, we're expected to perform. It's the same thing in life, whether it's your job, right? Whatever it is, Hashem knows exactly who we are. He knows a person who's born in Russia or in Bnei Brak or in San Francisco or in Miami Beach, Florida, or wherever it is, Chicago, in Brooklyn or New Hampstead. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem expects from every person in this world. Now, a person who knows nothing about Yiddish, Hashem expects less at some level, less to have opportunities to learn. But all of us has expectations. And certainly a person who knows better, it's expected to do. Right? And when a person fails to do that, this is why Rosh Hashanah is important. They is a consequence. Right? I know this is very anti-American because we want to do everything and have no consequences. But there's a reality to this world. And actually, there's a beauty to that. There is the greatest beauty. It means everything we do in this world makes a difference. Right? There's how we act and how we talk, and what we do, and do we follow Hashem's Torah, it makes a difference. Torah means there's a purpose in this world. There's a blueprint for this world. And when a person doesn't do that, both objectively and subjectively, they could create prosecuting angels. And Chas V'Shalom, the Jewish people don't do that. Also, and I just wanted to say, I heard from my great Rebbeim, and I've seen this as well from Gedolei Yisrael, the main judgment of the Jewish people is on the religious Jews. Because obviously, if the more observant you are, the more tapped in you are to Hashem, and the more Hashem expects. Right? You know, if somebody's non-observant and grew up observant, that's a totally different galaxy. The vast majority of people today never had those opportunities. But we're all, Hashem expects from all. And if the person doesn't do it, then they create prosecuting angels. Kumokin even says, if an army, the army that we're talking about is not the Iranians over here, it's not the Houthis, it's not the Romans and Babylonians of old, the Nazis. The army is this reality, as we come into Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of prosecuting angels. Shapirish Bazet Maran Admor Bebesev, one of the early rabbis of Slanim, Shodas Mamara Kasav Ki Tetz Lemochama Oyevecha. Right? It's just like the Torah tells us in Parsaki Seitze, when you go out to war against your enemies and you see Sus Verechav Imra Amravilcha, you see horsemen and chariots and a large army against you. Shimrumas al Pagum Yudumim. Amrav Mimcha, Hanushe Amrav Shemimecha, Ba'atzmecha. So again, we're touching a little bit Kabbalah, but I think I decided it's a little bit important because I'd rather us come into our Shana realizing what's at stake than just being, you know, laissez-faire. Imagine you go to court, you can get thrown into jail for the rest of your life and you think it's a joke. Right? Or imagine you could get a promotion. If you talk the right way to the boss, you could get a promotion, a 500% promotion in a new office. And 50, you know, I know what's at stake over here. And so the base of Ram says, we talk about to war, it's Marumas al Pagam HaYaduim. Amram, this damage, these things came from you. You created the enemy. Right? The enemy came from you. And by the way, this is true, the Jewish people would hold. If we would be perfect, there would be no Hamas and no Hezbollah and no Iran and no Saudi. It wouldn't be. And no woke leftist liberals would want to destroy the Torah. It just would not be. So it comes from you. In other words, when this is think Kabbalah's a concept. We've discussed it previously. When you could have done good and instead you done evil, right? You actually create what's called klipas in the world. And they are oyvei hanefesh hagdolim b'yeshu sheyesh l'adam. They actually sully and damage us, and they prosecute us, and they lower our bar. So we created the enemy ourselves. Is it kosher gam kelim yadin? It's also the base of Rambam's talking about in Kitetz Mokhama. When you go out to war in general, you realize that the spiritual war is created by you very often, by us. So that's also by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shebehem misoirim hakatrugim ha'elu. Right? When Rosh Hashanah comes, this army comes out because Hashem was going to judge us. He's going to look at us. And they're going to say, what? This person didn't say brachas correctly. They didn't say blessings. Or they were not careful. Or they didn't care. They weren't charitable. Whatever it may be. That's what it means. There's an army. There's a war. We're all saying this, by the way. Saying Tom 27, they're saying it. Shekai al Mochama, shall Esa Vidal Meos Ish Imo. Right? Also, Esa and his brother Yaakov, Jacob. Shabbi Mamma Elu, as the Zohar says, it talks about Tekias, even the Zohar talks about this, about Shofar. Reishtim Esa is Yaakov, Lemazel Abasir the Katriele. Right? Esav wants to come after Yaakov and prosecute against him. The whole story of Esav and Yaakov, Kabbalistically, this is what it is. And the Zohar talks about it's done in these days. Shebehem iskabrim hamureim oivav benefesh Yehudi. Right? All of those enemies, all those prosecuting angels, they were laying low. Right? Person was not careful 4 months ago, 3 months ago. They lay low. They all come up. And they come in the days of judgment to destroy the person. To say they don't deserve this. You know, and I just want to stress, the biggest destruction that we could ever think of is not to die, chas v'sham, not to lose a person's money, chas v'sham, not to get sick, chas v'sham. That's all awful, terrible things. We should never have any of those things. But the biggest destruction would be, Shem says, let the person enjoy this world. I'll fathom them in this world and I'll have zilch in the next world. One of the biggest is that you've sinned, the prosecuting angel says, fine, have this world and get nothing for eternity. That is the biggest punishment ever. That is the worst thing that can happen to a person or to Jewish people, chas v'sham. There is nothing worse than that. Because a patch in this world is nothing compared to losing the world to come. Without words, right? So, and they want to destroy a person. There's different ways, chas v'shalom, that can happen. Now, on this battle with these angels, what does David HaMelech say? What does King David say? V'alzeh amar David HaMelech, Hashem is Ma'os, Hashem is my strength. Mimi Efchad, who am I scared of? Hakoyach, Shemimenu Shoyev Yehudi, Shal Yira Libo Bekarv Ela Mereim. Who in the world is scared? Who could say that they lived up to their expectations? Right? And yet David says, Hashem is Ma'os Chayev. How is it be that we're not scared of all of these prosecuting angels that want to destroy us, that want to kill us on Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not physically necessarily, but give us a bad judgment. And the truth is, when these enemies come up to war, there's certainly a lot to be scared of, right? There's a lot to be scared of. Listen, even in life, sometimes I deal with it. You have people out to get you. Yeah, it could be a relative, it could be a coworker, it could be a neighbor, it could be a friend, it could be someone jealous, it could be somebody, if you speak up for Yiddishkeit, a Muslim, or, you know, jihadist, it could be a radical, anti-Semite, whatever it may be, right? There's a certain amount of, you know, the boss is out there, your manager doesn't like you, whatever it is, you feel, you're vulnerable, And you realize there's a danger. You realize there's a danger. And he says, Commander, as Yaakov says, Shabbat of Ace the Mokama. It was 400 years. But Yira Yaakov Melod. Yaakov was scared. Yaakov recognized that Esav is coming with 400 men armed to the hilt out to kill him and his family, small family at the time. That's us, right? There's something to be scared of. And what does David say? What's the answer to all this? Right? I'm not coming here to scare everyone's wits about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and say there's no answer. King David gives us the answer. V'atshuva l'zeh. And the answer is, Hashem is ma'ischa, Hashem is my strength. Hainu. What do you have to know? You have to have faith in Hashem. You have to know that Hashem loves us and put our faith in that. Right? As we see, even earlier in Tillim, he says, in Tillim 22 and Chuk Beis, Keli Keli Lama Asaf Tani. This is what Esther says before she goes to Achashverosh. Right? God, why have you abandoned? I'm far from the Yeshua, from the salvation. I'm diving, I'm praying. And I'm not being answered, she says at that point. Our ancestors, our fathers had faith in you and they were saved. It says that to him, even if it's a point, right, where even prayer and screaming seems to not be helpful, which of course always is helpful, but even in the worst situation, there's something called bitachon. It's something called you put your faith in Hashem. That you realize Hashem is a source. Hamoil gam kasher za'aka, even if l'chore at some level, prayer doesn't seem to be helping. Again, prayer could always help. But bitachon is, the Ramchal, if you remember correctly, if you look back on COVID, right? So I was giving a lot, every night I gave all the Shurim B'tochon. I went through lots of Sfarim with Zoom and Amachad on B'tochon, the Beis Halevi B'tochon, actually did a Siva Shalom on Pesach B'tochon. I did, I did so many different things on B'tochon during COVID. But one of the things I did on B'tochon was the Drash Al Akiva, the Ramchal's letter on Kivoy. Like Lishwasa Kivisi, we have Kiva, we always have hope, faith in Hashem. And the Ramchal says over there that Bitachon is the ultimate, Kiva Bitachon is the ultimate power of this world. It's where all the gates are closed, Bitachon, having faith in God, helps a person. Also, he's showing in Tillim right before this, in Psalm 23, Mizrachav Gimel, Gam Ki Elech Begeitz Al Mavis, even though I'm walking in the valley of, some say the valley of death, it is a valley of darkness, of very big darkness. I will not fear for an evil because you got it with me. And I show my, put my faith in you and I won't be humiliated. Maybe I'll say, here's, it is. The Medrash on this tilm says the fine thing. Right? Hamelech v'lan b'chutz. A guy came to the king's, to the capital city of the king. He's talking the Medrash 2,000 years ago, and was sleeping outdoors. Matzael shomri hamelech. So the Medrash says that the guardians, the king's, guards, saw a guy sleeping outside. Now, actually, today it was 110 in Chicago with real feel. At one point, his mom was Chicago. Imagine it was like 90, high 90s, and real feel was like that at one point. So it was high 90s the whole day. So, and I drove past, we have four campuses, and one campus, I put my offices there in Newark, and I'm, the other building I'm saving, first of all, to get the money, it's a lot of money that we need for that. But we don't need it for the students. It's, and it'd be good, but we're not forced to at this point. Fine. Anyways, near that building, it's a huge building. It was a block. I bought a block from the church or the school there. So I see like some people just hanging out under the you know, either homeless or close to homeless type people. I was going to get out of my car and kick them out, or get one of the, you know, the security people. I would hang out in our building, da da da. Like, you know, no one wants people loitering around their buildings, hanging out, like, because it's hot. I'm assuming they were trying to relax, and I didn't do it. But no one wants that, right? So the King's Guards see this, and they get to clap at the guy. Amalei, the guy says to me, "What are you hitting me for? Shebibnei Beis HaMelech Ani. I'm from the king's mishpacha. I'm family to the king." Kevot Sheshamu, maybe he's right. Maybe the king, one of the king's relatives, cousins, sons, you know, fell a little bit waywardly, but they're really family. They didn't want to get in trouble. So I said, "Let's put him aside." In the morning, we'll ask the king if he's got really family with him or not. But Boker relates to the Melech, they brought him in front of the king. Amar Melech, Beni Makir Ata Oisi. So the guy says to the king, "My king, don't you recognize me? I'm your mishpacha, I'm your relative, Ichbin cousin Joe, whatever it is." The king says to him, "No, I have no clue who you are." How are you related to me? So the guy says, "I'm a bit of a kosher mimcha, in a ben beischa." But was I said, "Not really your blood relative, right? I never saw you before, but el batachti b'cha. But I knew, king, shim omar ani. If I said that I'm your family, you'd have mercy on me. It means I put my faith in your kindness. I know that you're a kind person. If I say your family, you'll feel for me." Now, Hashem is obviously all pure kindness. So, by the way, even in human life, whenever people you feel that they put your faith in them, they will feel much more obligated to help you. He had faith in me, let him go. Kach Amar David, Elokai b'cha b'atach l'alvosh Hashem, I put my faith in you. I knew that I can't win by myself. I know that I'm not deserving myself, but I know, Hashem, I put my faith in your rachamim, in your kindness, and that you're the controller of the entire world. There's no prosecuting angels, there's nothing negative. Hashem, you run the world. It's your world. Kasha Yehudi Samech U'batech al Hashem Yisbach. And therefore, when a Yid, when a Jew puts his faith in Hashem on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mishapach Bazeh Hadin Rachamim, you can change the judgment to mercy. You can change the prosecuting angel's contention to mercy. By the way, every parent, right? If a kid, you know, when children come to their parents and they put their faith in their parents and they cry to their parents, and they act like a child, a parent always has mercy on a kid. Now, when I've dealt with it all. dealt with it all. You know when parents have mercy on children? When the kid does not put his faith in the parent, the kid wants nothing to do with the parent. And the kid's cruel to the parent. So then things change. So even then, very often parents have mercy, but not always. There's always mercy. It's just a little bit more buried. But when a kid comes crying, even if they messed up, you know, and they say, "I'm so sorry, I know Dad, you'll help me, please Dad help me out, Mom help me out." And the parent hears, "Please Mom, please Dad." And the kid wants to help, the parents are always going to help. Right? When the kid needs the help, doesn't ask the parents, or cuts himself off, then not always does it work out, unfortunately, for both. But here, when you put your faith in Hashem, right, it's how you change. Hashem has rachamim. Hashem has mercy. If a human parent has mercy, Hashem who's called rachamim, of course, has mercy. Uchaloshna tefila zayin davening. We say this in Shemona Esrei, right? V'sein sachar toiv. We say every day al tzadikim, right, on the righteous. What's part of the prayer of the liturgy? We say al tzadikim. We say as follows: V'sein sachar toiv. You should give good reward. What? To who? The call habaitchem mishimcha b'emes. To all who have trust and faith and put their hope in Hashem in truth. feel imam shumalakas. They have nothing else going for them. If they put their faith in Hashem, then they'll be helped. That's also why we say Gama Hashem Mo'oz Mimiyev Cha, Hashem is my strength, who should I scared? Kasha Hashem Mo'iz Cha, if Hashem is our strength, it's not us. We recognize it, we're putting our faith in Hashem, Hashem's kindness, and then there's nothing more to be scared of. Because when Hashem is on our side, it doesn't make a difference that any prosecuted angels are. When Hashem wants us to be successful, you know, if the boss loves the employee, it could be a poor employee. The employee is good to go, right? You know, when I was younger, you know, school, so now my kid, you know, he's the teacher's favorite. Teacher's favorite gets away very, very often. They love the cat. They love that kid. Right, and you're Hashem loves us, and you know, and it's obviously Hashem always wants to, but we create the reality, right? And we put our faith in Hashem. Then even if for the other reasons it shouldn't work out, Hashem Rachman, Mezu HaEitza. This is every day we're saying this. You want to tap into those 13 chambers of Rachamim of mercy. You want Hashem to be Oiri V'Yishi. Every day, we're starting El, saying, L'davar Hashem, Ori V'Yishi. This is the advice. So I tell you, you made tshuva, these days of return, of repentance, and reconnecting to Hashem. Shuvavad, side, that does not exempt a person from doing tshuva, and working ourselves, which he talks about previously in this work. But he says, you want to know, or derech, a path, how to be successful. It's betochan, having faith in Hashem, having faith in Hashem is worthy. The kashem should be betochan mo ben yoni gashmiyam, right? Just like it helps the person in the material world, that's how the metaphysics work. We were saved because we had our faith in Hashem. Hey, kach moya betochan ben yoni ruchniyam, right? It's spiritual. Shim tachle ma'alei ma'achan al yolabi. Even if there's an army against him, Hashem will be a light. Kasha Yehudi needs a me'adin. And when Jews were sitting in the Shul Rosh Hashanah, here in Shul Rosh Hashanah, right? Me'adin, and really, we're all going to be judged. And there can be a lot of things you messed up on. You know, again, Alpi the Kabbalah, Zer, Esav is 400 men are coming against us, right? Yaakov was outnumbered. Outnumbered. Big time. Outarmed, big time. The eitz is Hashem is our ma'is, nothing to be scared of. With ruchnius, with spiritual world as well, pitachon is the path. For derech, how do we work on this? So we say that in this psalm as well, in the Tilch of Psalm 27. The David elecha Hashem navshi esa. Elachai b'chabatav. David, to you, Hashem, I turn my soul. I put my faith in you. Habichir is that shkedei lahatzik tochem iti, right? But how do you have faith in Hashem? Before you gotta do elachai Hashem nafshi esa. I have to put my soul towards you. Sheyisas nafshi legamer Hashem itzbarach. You have to, you know, want to put your soul to Hashem. How does sheyivato atzel legamerai? We're praying Hashem, if you want to have faith, Hashem has to be real. Hashem, I know that you are the ultimate, right? It's not me. I mean, you may have given me talents, you may have given me skills, you may put a certain place, a certain reality, but ultimately, we pray for Hashem. We talk kach, masa Yehudi, we talk on Gamar Hashem Yisbarach. And we can come to full faith in Hashem. I always remember when Mendel Lovitch came to Amachad. He came twice to Amachad. And I actually once took him around Chicago. The person who brought him asked me to take him around. I introduced him to not only to my schools, to the elementary, but to the high schools as well. And I said, this guy was living in the gulag with the keys thrown away. He was this. Mamish looked at Hashem in the middle. He wasn't even a knowledgeable Jew. He was just starting. And he believed, and he came to complete faith in Hashem. So much so, he wasn't scared of the guards. Because but all of us have this ability. Whatever level, I picked him because, you know, he never had this, He's not learning yeshiva. But he looked, he was nafshi elacha, he picked his soul up. And he said, Hashem, you run the world, whatever it's going to be. Teichach Masi comes just so much like Gamrei, puts all of his faith, all of his pekel, all of his burdens on Hashem, and he realizes that's the salvation. Now, it doesn't exempt a person from doing responsible actions, but ultimately, we realize all success comes from Hashem. V'im ki abetochan, and therefore, having faith in Hashem, recognizing Hashem is all-powerful, runs the world, Hashem is merciful, and that after I do my due diligence, I should just put my faith all in Hashem. It's the Eitzah HaGdoila B'Yoyser. It's the most important piece of advice at all times. And then he says that you have to go ahead and put your faith in Hashem. Because then you have nothing to... Listen to this. If anything bad happens after that, and it's all good, the prosecuting angels are powerless then. Means it's if the judge is your father who loves you, he doesn't care of the evidence. Right? Now, if the judge then says you should have something, it's not because of your sins at that point, it's because you need it for other reasons. Sometimes there's other global reasons, but we're not scared of the prosecuting angels. Because when the dad's the judge, right? You know, when dad's the judge, you know, in American courts, better recuse yourself if dad's the judge. But in Hashem's world, we're in good shape, right? If daddy is a judge and daddy loves us, he doesn't care about the witnesses, doesn't care about the angels, doesn't make a difference. You're in good shape. So whatever the judgment is, don't worry, because you're going to be great. It's going to be exactly what you need to be successful in this world. We nullify ourselves. Then these kategorim, these negative angels, have no power. They are ineffective. It's then you're just wholly in Hashem's world. It's not the prosecuting angels. So whatever happens, it's going to be good for you in the highest level, right? It could be sometimes reasons that you should or shouldn't get something. That's what. For your purpose in this world. Like I'm dealing with something challenging in the world right now, you know, in the schools. I love it not to be there, but for every reason, Hashem knows it's for my best, right? That's kind of a prosecuting angel. Maybe it is, and maybe I need it forever, but it's because there's a reality, but you have nothing to be scared of. It means that kid, when his father loves him, he's going to court, he got... You know, ran through 12 red lights, and there's the video cameras. They caught him on the video camera, and 16 cops saw this. And like, follow the judge. He's gonna make sure he's okay. It doesn't make a difference. So, you know, you don't rely on miracles. You want to, if you can get the cameras, you can get the tickets off. Whatever, do whatever you can. But when it comes to Hashem, if you are connected to Hashem. Hashem is Avinu, Malkeinu, our Father, our King, and you put your faith in Hashem, and you're close to Hashem, that you don't need to worry about that. All right? Again, we have to be tshuva to connect to Hashem anyway, period. The Kedivik Tushle, the Baditshva Rebbe said, Yidua She'in Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shizvato. It's Atzal Gamash Hashem. You know how Yom Kippur atones for us? When we totally put us to ourselves to Hashem. You know, when Chatasi, I sin, you're always connecting to ourselves to Hashem. And Mitochan allows us to realize we're dependent on Hashem. I you know, a person can eat healthy and jog and do all kinds of exercises and still get cancer, Chas V'Shalom. Still get hit by a car, Chas V'Shalom. Right, still have an aneurysm. There's a million things. You know, still fall asleep with the wheel. We put our faith in Hashem, and then that's what it is. That's what we say in this Tehillim. Again, it's a little bit technical, but it's important. Everybody said this is very important. This Rosh Hashanah is coming. We need to, the judge has to be our Father who we have faith in. All right, we have to be talking, we have to feel Avinu, and we have all of our faith and all of our Christian. Listen, that kid, he's not he goes in front of the judge, it's not because he drove through the traffic lights and so cops saw him, he's coming and they're confident. The only way he's coming confident is if he knows the judge is his father and puts his faith not in his driving skills but in his father, right? That's what we need to do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah, we have to better tshuva, improve our game, and do all the things that we can. Do the simanim at the table, get a lot of brachas, give a lot of brachas, come to shul on time. But ultimately, as good as our defense team is, we are against a huge army. So the best thing we can do is recognize who the judge is. Who's not just the judge, Hashanah Yom Kippur, the whole world. More than the judge, he's the creator of the world. And then therefore, David, a few more minutes, we're not going to do the other one tonight, let's do this. Let me see, David says, one thing I ask from Hashem, also I catch him, one request. David says, I have one request. Shifti beveis Hashem, call me, I should dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. And as the Farshim said, what do you mean, acha sha'alti? Right? David has lots of requests. He could go to tell me, it's lots of one thing you ask for? David's saying lots of things. Give me this, give me this. He asked for many things. But the Mefarshim, the commentaries point out that it means that all of his other requests had one goal. It was all with one goal. Shalotia trudus umanias. I shouldn't be lost or disturbed or bothered or that I should be taken away from being in Hashem's house, feeling Hashem's presence. Is that Tams is called Bakashas Achas? That was the essence of all of the Dharma's requests, whether it was for health, whether it was for wealth. You know, today it'd say, if I need money, if I need kids, if I need marriage, if I need a job, it's all to serve Hashem. Dharma just wanted to be close to Hashem. Right? That's the goal. He was singly focused on that. The Kabrina says, based on Tikkuni Zohar, the tzvachim kalavim Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim hav. People see that the tikkun zohar, they kind of criticize people for just asking on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He says, so he explains the tikkun zohar, the Kabbalah Rebbe, that of course a Jew should ask for his everything Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? Life and food and parnasa. So what's a tikkun zohar? What's it criticizing? It's saying, give me a nice house, give me a nice car, give me a good job, give me a good wife, give me a good kids, give me good health. It's when you ask like a dog just eating. It's when it's not with the purpose of serving Hashem. When you ask to serve Hashem, then it's all good. That's what, of course you should ask for that. You need a house. If you're homeless, you can't serve Hashem. If you're sick, it's very hard to serve Hashem. If you have no money, you're worried all morning and night. It's very hard to serve Hashem. So you're asking for all those things, but the purpose is to serve Hashem. Right? If it does, when I'm asking for, this is what we say morning and night right now, we've been saying it, we'll say, Pastor Yom Kippur, Shri Atzeres, one thing I ask, I want to be connected to you, Hashem. I want it to be, it's not, of course, I need all these ancillary things to be successful. But the goal is to serve Hashem. The purpose is for that. The Aldat Zet, it says afterwards, right, in this Tehillim, it's Benaini B'Sukkah, right, when I'm in the Sukkah, right, going back after the fight of Yaakov and Esav, what does Yaakov say? The Torah tells us he built Yaakov and Asa Sukkosa, he went to Sukkosa, and he built a house for his a pen, for his animals, and the Zohar explains this. Came the Yasim Sukkah, we're in the Sukkah, Ishtazim in the Kategoras Aramaic of the Zohar, because Shibukhal Bibunuya, we're protected from the prosecuting angels, and Hashem is happy with building Hanu, that when we ask, I should serve Hashem and constantly in the shade of Abir Bezet, is that we ask Him to always be connected. Could you always be connected to Hashem? Right? Is it possible? Is it feasible? We could always be connected. Yahari hulasik for parnasa. We gotta go to work, and we have to be involved in taking showers and exercise and going to doctors, you know, etc. Going shopping to buy food, pars, right? You gotta get some yamta food. We're saying that's always connected to Hashem. we say, what we're really asking for is that our house should be a house of Hashem, that the Shekhinah should be there, right? And that the way when we do that, in other words, we're always connected to Hashem, nothing to be scared of again from any prosecuting angels. Because when we have the Shekhinah, right, we have the Shekhinah with us, then there's nothing the angels could do. By the way, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it starts off, all the Shulchan Aruch says, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, right? Hashem is with us. It's Rambam and Mor and Avuchim. And the Rambam and Mor and Avuchim says, whenever you're with Hashem, there can never be a prosecution. You're always connected. When you're connected to Hashem, and he says that the Nesiv HaShalom, all we're going to ask for, everything we're going to do, right? We really have to with that goal. We're all going to come to Rosh Hashanah Kippur. We're going to ask for certain things. It has to be the goal that to be to serve Hashem. Then the prosecuting angels can't say, oh, he doesn't deserve that. She doesn't deserve that. If everything's connected, we're always not only protected from the prosecution, but that's how we get it. So the Nesiv HaShalom says that when we say Tehillim Chavzayin, it's all about the time we're in. Everything is the time we're in. Now, we've been saying Tehillim Chavzayin for today. Tonight is Chaf Aleph, 21st night of El. So over 20 days we've been saying it. And we're going to say it on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say it on Yom Kippur. Two major things we have to keep in mind, we just said right now. As we started off, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. It's a huge opportunity, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Huge. There's no better time to get close to Hashem now. But things, a lot's on the line. A lot's on the line. And the two things you just pointed out, that we're not just to say it, but to live it, is to ultimately, even though in theory we may have messed up, and possibly that we have a lot going against us, but if we have a loving Father who's judge, and we put our faith in that, we have nothing to be scared of. Right? When we come into Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we're not coming confident, oh, I gave a lot of stucca, I was great in davening, I learned a lot of Gemara, I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, not religious at all, and look how far I've come. It's not about that. We don't put our faith in ourselves. The reason we're going to be successful is not because we drove through 16 lights in, or 15 days a year we drove well, it's because who the judge is. If we put our faith in Hashem because He is all-merciful, then we'll be successful. And when we say Avinu on Rosh Hashanah, of course you have to Malkeinu recognize Hashem is King of the world. But when we put it in the Avinu, and we have faith in Hashem, then we'll be protected. Like that guy outside, whoever who said, I'm from the king's family. We're literally from the king's family. We're Banim Hashem Lekecha. We're Hashem's children. Right? But I'm telling you, I've seen in my own life, parents not want to give to kids because they don't have faith in them. They cut them off. So this kid gets in trouble. Parent doesn't want to help them. Look at them before. They didn't think about me ever. But if a kid says, Tamami, Tati, they're going to help him out. And on Rosh Hashanah, we got to say, Tati and Emel, Hashem, help me. And number two is, as we said to David, Acha Sha'alti, means Shifti Veis Hashem Kol Mechai. I want to be in your house, Hashem. Right? We're going to have a lot of requests on you. We should ask. But know that if we ask with the right goal in mind, we're not asking to have a nice car for jewelry, a nice house, so for the fun of it, we should live comfy ever after. Oh, mamish, we should live 80 years of comfort in a nice house, in Willow Glen or in Los Gatos or in Hillsborough, in Los Altos, or in the North Shore, Winnetka, right? Wilmette, Glencoe. It's not about that. That's not the reason. I need a house to be able to serve you. I need a parnasa. It's all, and when we do that, also, Hashem wants to give it to us. It's all about serving Hashem. Vaisai, Slichas is Moshe Shabbos. Right? Shoshana is coming. Hashem wants us to be successful. Right? Let's put our faith in Hashem and want to serve Hashem. And that's chos. We should all be Zaycha. to Ashnas, Bracha Vatzlacha, year of success, of blessing. And Hashem Shemala Kol Mishal Sabach, Hashem should answer all of our prayers, all of our dreams, only for the good. And it should be Shana Tova Masuka, a good year and a sweet year. Okay.